Und Schabes. Kufen hey. A fridge on Shabbos is a. If you buy a fridge that has a Shabbos mode on it, that's the best thing. Switch it to Shabbos, it disconnects everything with the door, and anything you want to do with the door, and then that's how it works. Yeah? Now, and if you don't have the thing, it might be problematic. You have to find each fridge has its own problems, Shabbos problems. You have to speak to someone's mumche to find out the type of the fridge and exactly, and then to find out how to use it. You could also put a Shabbos mode onto it. You could call people, they come, they know what they're doing, they're putting a Shabbos mode on the fridge. Or, if it's an old fridge, usually there's no problems. Old fridges, besides the lights, don't have much problems in them. Okay? But the newer fridges, less than 10, if you go less than 10 years back, more than 10 years back, usually they don't have, it wasn't so fancy. But now, they have fancy ones.
The basic thing with the refrigerator is two things. The light, which is very easy, just unscrew it, forget using the light. You know, they're not that deep. You know, have light from the room. In most cases, it's enough. The other thing is, there's two opinions when you can open the door. When the motor is working, since it's working anyhow, and carrying up, you didn't turn it off, or when, because the opinion of that is based on, if you open the door, warm air comes in, turns on the thermostat, and starts to refrigerate. And you cause it to happen.
But that's only the old fridges. The new fridges is worse problems.
And the other opinion is, if the motor is not working, you can open it up because you're not moving something when it's working.
And that's only the old fridges. And the new fridges is worse problems. You also why? When you open it, it automatically goes off, so it doesn't use extra electricity.
Yeah, that's the fan.
Okay, automatically.
Plus, we keep forgetting the defrost cycle, which is automatic.
Yeah, they have all kinds of, when you close it, when you open
refrigerator
it,
and freezer.
So all the fancy ones, you have to speak to a rav who understands electricity, knows these things, and find out how to use it. In the meantime, if you didn't speak to a rav, what you do is you take a Shabbos clock and you set the fridge to work on a Shabbos clock. It has nothing to do with your opening closing.
Who's
in the Shabbos clock?
What is possible to the rabbin was when it's not, when the motor is working, you can open the door. But for himself.
But not in the fancy ones, I'm telling you. The fancy one is different because a lot of fancy ones, the new ones,
open
it and immediately it disconnects the electricity. That's the normal thing that it does.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
But the problem.
But wait, I didn't get the finish. His psak was to the rabbin was when the motor is running, you can open the door. But he himself did not open the refrigerator door for 30 years on Shabbatot. Someone saw him open, he himself wouldn't open the door.
The problem with the Shabbos clock is two things. One, when the motor kicks in, it draws a tremendous amount of current, and the Shabbos clock may not handle it, and you may blow a circuit breaker. Two,
look, have you found the Shabbos that's used for the
air conditioners?
It's available. No problem.
So you can't use a regular Shabbos clock. You need one for air conditioners. And two. Is it may affect the circuits inside because they normally have a computerized circuit. So, and also the Freon.
There's type of fridges that have a screen that when you open it, something the blue light goes on and the screen goes on or something like that. Yeah, they have a fridge downstairs. They have a fridge like that. Down here they have a fridge like that. That's problematic. You can't use that on Shabbos, that fridge at all. They have also in the fridges a thing of ice. You take out ice. Now, when you take out ice, it makes ice. When you take out ice, there's an eye, special eye there that sees it. Oh, there's not enough ice, it makes more ice. You produce ice. Another problem on Shabbos. So using the cold water there, which there's an eye there also that fills it up. Kitzel is a baragan. Yeah. Lama yichal yichot pashut. Let's get an ice box. The best.
Anybody wanted to see.
Actually, what's better is to remove the ice maker and just get a Shabbos fridge. They're so inexpensive now.
Yeah, you get a Shabbos fridge. That's the best. You have a Shabbos fridge. I mean, a fridge that you could change the mode into Shabbos. Whenever if you buy a new fridge, that's what you have to order. Tell the people, I want one that they can change it to Shabbos mode. Okay, if you're buying a fridge, so the Hashem, you're married, buy a fridge, buy with a Shabbos mode, okay?
What does that mean, Shabbos mode?
You switch the switch to Shabbos mode, and it just makes it goes on and off randomly, nothing to do with your opening, closing the...
By schedule, okay?
Nothing to do your opening, closing the... It disconnects the thermostat, it disconnects the... This goes on every few hours for a while.
You're not going to close, you're not doing anything.
Right. Okay, now if there's a Hafsakat Chashmal, yeah? Hafsakat Chashmal. It's like a blackout, electricity stopped. And now the Jews came and they fixed it. So now could I use electricity on Shabbos?
When did they fix it?
On Shabbos.
They came and fixed it on Shabbos?
Yeah.
The next one, what's up
in
your
in the snow, and the... A few years ago, the guy fixes it.
There are no going in the electric company.
No. He's saying it. If a guy fixes
it,
and you use it. Yeah, because he's not doing it for you. He's doing it for him.
But
he gets paid.
But it's irrelevant.
He's not doing it for himself.
For free, he's doing it. Another for free.
You're not allowed to ask him to do it, right?
No,
I'm talking about a scenario in America. A mailman's come by, hey, can you turn on my fridge? Just went out.
You have to know how to say it.
Probably the motivation course if you care.
Huh?
Especially if you're doing kibbutz and you have people in your house, it's going to be.
So there are certain circumstances in how to say the chulin.
So well, you can even not get asked the post person in front of your
kitchen.
The guy turns it on.
You want to cook
by something.
But if a Jew does it, they have a problem. Okay, could you use it or not? The Maisa, you could use it. And the same heter that we have to use electricity in general in this country. How could you use electricity? When you use electricity, there's a guy sitting there and he's, I don't know what they do. They press a button, they add the coals to the thing. I don't know what they do.
They have to monitor the equipment.
The person who's Michal Shabbos is there when we use electricity. Mm-hmm. Some people don't use electricity because they're on Shabbos. They have a generator for the neighborhood, or they have batteries in the house. You can have batteries, and they don't use electricity at all. How could you use it? The heter to use electricity on Shabbos is because there are also sick people. There's hospitals. There's kids that they have to have heat in the house. There's a heter for them, for a Jew to use it. Therefore, you can also use it. The same heter that they're allowed to work. Not really allowed to, but...
The hospital doesn't hold in many places, because there are many places that do not have a local hospital.
Yeah, but even but some when, old people...
Well. Then, to these things, because in every neighborhood, there are at least one or two people who have an inhalating machine or some other medical equipment.
Right.
At home.
It must have oxygen.
Then each neighbor is like they have a hospital in their
neighborhood. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not those.
The problem is that if you have the electricity went out, mm-hmm. and a Jew came, and you know it's only in your house, and a Jew came and lifted up in your house. Now you have a problem. He did the chesed with you, so to speak. Now you have a problem. You can't use electricity on Shabbos. Yeah? So you can't put stuff on the plata, and you can't do anything. If a Jew put up your electricity and it's only for you, and there's no sick people there, you know there's no sick people over there, then you have a problem. But if you don't know, so you assume they are.
Okay, my wife has asthma.
Wash them up.
And can we use a cat to reset the circuit breaker?
You got to use it as a circuit breaker.
God forbid.
It's a hairy story. Do you have a ventilation machine at home?
Yeah.
A therapy machine?
If the
nebulizer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nebulizer. Yeah. Okay. And she may need it on Shabbat. Mm-hmm.
So then you're allowed to use it.
Then you.
What do you mean you can't use it on Tuesday? The room with the light on now?
No, you could go in the room with the light on.
You can't eat food. You can't eat food
that's on a plata. Well, if it's on the, it was already on the plata, and it's already a little bit warm, you could use it.
You gotta eat it.
If it was warm already, unless it went out, then right away someone picked it up. Because it's not a big gap. You're allowed to eat it.
It's shown in the crock pot, in the middle of the cooking, and then power goes out. The juice turns switch on. And then it finishes, and then you're
out of
eating.
Then you're allowed to eat it. Because it was already there. Huh?
Well, in that case, what if you accepted an early Shabbos and officially Shabbos yet?
No, so then you're allowed to, of course. We said it already. Now, if. Now everything in the freezer, which can't be used on Shabbos, for example, if you had these wormy
fish
in the freezer, right, on Shabbos. Now you can't use them on Shabbos, can't use them at all, but let's say you can't use them on Shabbos, they're muktzah. And now electricity went out, you have a lot, it's all going to go bad. Summer, it's 35 degrees outside. So of course the hefsed mubeh, even though it's muktzah, you're allowed to move it to a neighbor's fridge, which is working. Well, the hefsed mubeh.
Actually, everything in the freezer will stay frozen for at least a day. Been there, done that.
It's been 3 days. It's hot out and it's snowing. You know, all kinds of things. I don't know.
In summer?
Okay, summer is...
But you know, we'll go
you're only talking about 25 hours of Shabbos.
You don't go by your mail time.
Okay, 27.
Rav Avadia said that the probability that Shulchan Aruch intended when he said three stars is Rabbeinu Tam is so high that anybody who does not follow Rabbeinu Tam is likely to be Chayav Skila. I heard it myself. I was opposite him from table to table like this when he said it.
Okay, so what, 26 hours?
So yeah, 26, okay. 27 hours. When I heard that, I made sure I was watching from then on.
Bedoraita.
Yeah.
You could daven Maariv before, no problem.
Okay.
Just not to light a fire, not to light electricity.
Not to do
a lacha
before.
Lacha,
exactly.
Bedoraita, yeah.
So for women fish, can we serve it to the cats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a fish?
You can give the fish to the cats. They can eat.
You can give the cats to the fish.
And they'll be very happy with it.
Now by answer. Okay. There you go.
How
many hours is after Rabbeinu
Tam?
1 hour later? 90
minutes.
What 90 minutes?
Because there's
72. There's 72, but it's relative 70, minutes.
Exactly.
As a let from the regular Shabbat? Only 70 minutes?
No, 72 minutes from Shkia. 72 minutes from Shkia.
The version of 92.
And but not 72 regular minutes. 72 minutes when you divide the day into 12, and then you see sometimes an hour could be 70 minutes, and then it's 50 minutes.
Let's Shabbat.
Now I don't know, 55 minutes.
So let's put it this way: the Shabbat that went out right now, 6:29 was Rabbeinu Tam. The Shkia was 5:18 something.
Almost how much? Almost 72 minutes. Regular 70 minutes. It's almost the same now.
I think it was 10 to 6.
But it doesn't go by when Shabbos goes out. It goes by Shkia. Ah. 72 minutes after Shkia Tachama, not after.
The Benchuk was 40 minutes
and an hour. Okay, that's if you're in Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim. 72 minutes after Shkia. That's better to say that way. Mm-hmm. That's to live in Beit Shemesh. They don't do Yerushalayim time. They don't do 40 minutes before. It's 18 minutes. So it's hard to chashev. And Petach Tikva, they do 30 minutes. Each one has a... So So it's something different with that Shkia.
No, but if you're accepting, if you're
when
here.
We lived in, sorry, you were saying?
If we live here, you have 40 minutes before Kendall, you have 40 minutes before Shkia. And then, how was it Sunday, 90 minutes afterwards?
Tom.
About 20 years ago, I lived in El Manuel.
Hey, Manuel.
And a group of us went out to the edge where there were no street lights, no nothing. And just waited from Shkia until when you could see three clear stars without having to look too far from one to another. Not yet Rabbi Yitzhak, but what would be the simplest, shortest place that you could see three stars was no less than 35 minutes.
Usually 35 minutes is the time they put on the luach, no?
No, on the luach what they go by, what's Ya'ani al-Gaonim, 15 minutes, 18 minutes. But you have to look here, there, and there. It has to be a totally clear light, and you're not sure if it's a star or who knows what.
So, skipping a little bit.
There were three definite stars that were...
You're allowed to take down the garbage on Shabbos if it smells, if it bothers you.
Otherwise, you're not allowed to?
Yeah, you're
not allowed to.
If what?
If you have garbage in the house.
And there's an Eruv.
It's an Eruv, yeah.
Okay, so you're, and it smells and it's bothering you.
No, let's say it doesn't smell.
Doesn't smell? So that doesn't bother you? You don't need
it? Outside to the garbage.
No,
to
it's mukta. Okay.
Why not?
It's mukta.
Mukta.
What is it?
Mukta.
If it's going to ruin your Shabbos and bother you?
No, that's what I said. That's what I just said. He said if it doesn't bother you, I said, so it's mukta, you can't move it.
But if it bothers your wife,
then it's hard to get out.
So then let her, exactly, let her take it out. So, I was sick for a week, so no one took out the garbage for a week. Tell my wife, take down the garbage. No, it's your job. I said, I have fever.
Usually there's some edible, there's some things in the garbage that are usable.
Yeah. But you have side hips, children, and home. You can't wait a week. You wouldn't be able to get to the kitchen.
Yeah. טוב. כלים ומכשירים להכנת מזון. מכונה שאינה חשמלית, המיוחדת לפריסת לחם או חלות, לפני פרוס המיק. If you have a certain tool, which is for cutting bread, for cutting eggs, slicing. Slicers, all kinds of slicers. Not electric. Right? You're allowed to use them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? There are those on Machmir, but you're allowed to use them. What can't you use on Shabbos? Daf Kufnun. What can't you use on Shabbos? You can't use a pumpia, a grater. I said this already. You're not allowed to use a grater on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's a... it's a...
Separated?
You're right? No. It's a... Zedemaech Dvarim.
Hmm?
Friday? The ma'ech im kli. Eich kovim lezeh?
Tchina.
Misuk im kli. It's like tchina. It's like grinding. Yeah. It's like grinding. And if you have vegetables, it's also... it's like grinding. You can't use also a... on Shabbos, also not a crusher, what's it called? Like a garlic crusher?
Press,
you can't use it on Shabbos. Or puree. The thing that does puree.
The juicer.
No, the thing that makes puree.
Toin.
Huh?
And the grinding. Toin.
Yeah.
Like what about when you have things where you put in like a cucumber or pepper and it has like a whole bunch of knives. And it like very finely cuts them.
Yes. I wonder.
They're making it fine, though it's grinding, isn't it?
Huh?
They're making it into small little pieces?
If it's just like for a salad size, maybe it might be okay.
Small pieces.
I know, but it's for a salad size, no?
Still small, I mean, yeah, it's for salad.
Size, small thing.
It's like a little thing, you put it there.
I know what it is. If that thing was salad, it could be, I don't know.
It's like six knives or something. Like
I know how it is. I used to have one, so it broke.
The Rocco Salad Maker.
It's really cool.
Very healthy. Very.
Yeah, it's very quick. You make a salad in 3 minutes.
Salad, yeah.
You put a tomato. You put a thing. It could be Shabbat.
It's
just
cutting out the
pieces. It's a kind of Shabbat.
You
make clear,
you cut. It could be that the problem, huh?
No.
You're just cutting in pieces. You're not making it a little tiny.
Let's ask her up. You have a few sizes. You have a small one, a bigger one. Tov, I'll ask. Interesting. Something that cuts eggs, slices egg slicer, or a special knife that cuts cheese very small, very thin, you're allowed to use on Shabbos. He goes, Moshe. Yeah, but Yirakot is a issue of a klim yuchad. It could be that's a problem to use it. That's what he says here.
I think we're going to Feinstein. What's the only Apostle Ashkenazi that dared to Mukhaiti Abunot?
Yeah. It's Rabbi Yashiv in the center of Avadia. Rabbi Yashiv is the center of Avadia. כלי המיוחד לחיתוך אבטיח בעיגולים או שאר הפירות וירקות בצורה מיוחדות יש האוסרים משתמש בשבת. למה? שהוא איסור רושם רשמים. Some say it's אסור to use like we have special scoopers like you want to make אבטיח round, nice cool things like watermelon or melon. It makes like
melon balls.
Some say you shouldn't use that on Shabbos.
Why?
Because it's making like shapes.
What?
It's like making form. You know how to make it into a certain form on Shabbos.
A
new form. You can do it with a spoon, yeah, because it's not special for it.
Okay, what about an ice cream scoop then?
No, but that's the ice cream. You know, it's not for, it's going to melt. I don't think it's for
no,
making
the one is going to melt. It's not annual kayama. The other is, when you, most of the time, when you do ice cream, just scoop under and you pick it up. With a melon ball scooper, you're going around to make it like a perfect sphere.
I've never seen these things, but like that.
It's just this kind of scooper. You just scoop out the melon and it comes out
shaped
ball.
Some say even fry ice cream you shouldn't use. But I think it's a chumra. Shevet Alevi says it's a soup.
Even
fry. Shevet Alevi, Ravozno says, that it's even for ice cream or for liver, chopped liver, you want to take it like that? With a special...
Fork?
Huh? A spoon, regular spoon. Not a specific spoon that was made, created to make it round.
No, but we would use ice cream scoops in different sizes for measurement.
Yeah, our question, which is okay. Not the,
for measurement, you got a problem.
Because you're not supposed to measure on Shabbos. Mm-hmm.
But it's for Oleg Shabbat. My children like using the scooper because it's kept, you know, little flick that you use. It's a game. It's for Oleg Shabbat.
So, כלי המיועד להוצאת הגרעינים מן הזיתים וכן כלי המיועד להוצאת דיבת התפוח אסורים בשימוש בשבת. An olive pitter or to take out a thing that take out the middle of the apple.
Apple core.
Right? It's אסור to use on
Shabbat.
It's boiler. הוצאת פסולת מתוך אוכל על ידי כלי. לא משנה, it's whatever you want in the middle there, it's a boiler.
Who says it? Yeah.
I got
shouted at home when I said that.
שוט מחזה אליהו, סימן נון בית.
איזה עמוד זה?
קוף נון א'.
יפה,
אוקיי. הנהרה קוף נון א'.
Is it permitted if you take a little bit of the good?
He doesn't bring anything anyone
has. The apple core just goes through like this. It's a tube. With a serrated edge, it just goes and takes the core out.
Fruits and vegetables which you eat with the peel, for example, agvania, right? Apple, some people eat with the peel and without. You can also eat with the peel. Plums or peaches. Some say. Then you're allowed to peel them, since sometimes you eat them with the peel, and you can eat them. Yeah? Therefore, you'll be able to peel them
with
and
the peeler.
With the peeler, yeah. Some are machmir will not do it. Stuff like that, you peel with your hands.
Yeah.
Why not? One second.
Use a knife, you can't.
One second. No, with a cliff, yeah, with a peeler. Stuff which you don't usually eat the peel, then you're not allowed to do it with
So you let it peel with a peeler. With a peeler.
Yeah.
On Shabbos.
You can't peel it. That's what he says there. Okay, read again. V'yesh ha-machmirim. And there is which ha-machmir. Because it looks like a weekday thing. But he says it's mutar. And there is which ha-machmir. Stuff which you usually eat with the peel, and you decided now you wanted a peel, you're allowed to use a peeler. Stuff which you don't usually eat with the peel, right? Then, according to everyone, you can't peel with a peeler. You can peel with a knife, not with a peeler. You understood what I said?
Me.
Who says this?
You cook yourself with a
knife. What does he say? וזה בגלל מיוחד הברירה, וכלי אסור לבור אפילו לצורך אכילה מיידית ומינים אלו הקילוף הסרת פסולת המחה. On Yom Tov, you let it peel with the peeler. מחלץ פקים מותר בשימוש בשבת. You're allowed to use a cork, take out the cork on Shabbos with a cork screw. And baya. Mikol makom, kshirosh habakbuk metzupe, shahava, on yar, shatiyot, tziyuriv, but if you have a stamp on top, a seal with a thing, so take a knife or a fork and take it out, because a lot of times it has a writing on it, and then when you put it in, you can destroy it.
Or it's just a symbol.
Or you can use your thumb.
Same thing, you can't destroy it. It's so simple again.
Thumbs are better.
So, what's that though? That's that.
You know people who use peelers on Shabbos?
I don't peel anything, so I don't know. But he says it with Firush. You saw how he says it?
Which one is he going to test?
Anunchet, yeah. See, it's stuff that you usually eat with the peel. There are those which are matir to use a peeler, maklif, with a peeler. V'yesh machmirim, it's just a machmir. He writes who's machmir, who's mekem.
So the way you do is you have somebody to rely on.
No, what did he say here?
One moment.
You looking for the worms? Mm-hmm. They're frozen.
How do you know they have worms? Those are
I asked.
No, if they were in the head, you won't see them because the head's not there.
Kashrus, it has the Shabbos.
I mean, anyone who doesn't want to have the fish, I'm sure a cast would surely enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Are they just giving out fish?
Hmm?
Just giving out fish?
Yeah,
giving
fish
out fish.
He's here, you could ask him.
But is anyone who just take fish?
What's it? Anyone? They're giving out avrich. Tada. Tada. What is your habit? Tell me, kolfan be Shabbat.
Okay.
וזה לא משנה, זה ספרדים מתירים, וזה לא משנה למה מקלפים. הרב פוקס מחלק בספר, הוא אומר, אם זה דבר שרגילים לקלף בו, אז יש מתירים ויש מחמירים. אם דבר ש, סליחה, שאפשר לאכול גם את הקליפה, למשל לתפוח, אוכלים את הקליפה הרבה פעמים, שזיף, אוכלים את הקליפה, החלטתי לקלף, אז יש מחמירים ויש אוסרים. אם זה דבר ש, שלא רגילים לקלף בו, למשל, שלא רגילים לאכול את הקליפה, למשל גזר או כל מיני דברים כאלה, אז הוא כותב שעשו לכל הדעות. הוא מביא אפילו את הגלטל, הוא מביא בשם מי אומר את זה. כן, מקלף, הוא כותב בפירוש מקלף, אני אראה לך. כן, כן, כן. כן, כן. הוא מביא, הוא כותב גם איפה הוא מביא כל דבר. אתה נמצא בישיבה, אני אראה לך אחר כך. בערב אני אראה לך. טוב, אני אראה לך את זה. אבל לא, הוא כותב, הוא כותב מה, 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 מה הוא מכן, מה הוא מתיר. בסדר? מה? לא, לא, הוא כותב עניין קשור, אז הוא כותב מה מותר לפני שהמטבח כאילו. אני אראה לך בהזדמנות. לא, לא, גם אני פה באמצע השיעור, אז הם אמרו לי, וגם הראו לי בספר של ישראל שריקי, הוא מביא את היקוט יוסף, שוודאי שמתיר את זה, והמחמיר שלא לקלף מקלף המיוחד על כך, תבוא לברכה. טוב, בסדר, יאללה.
סייבו מטור.
So he says he's finding out from Rav Eitan, but here he says Rav Shriki from the next door. He wrote this book about Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Ovadia says in Likut Yosef that you're allowed to peel with a peeler on Shabbos, and those which are machmir, they should be blessed. That's what he says.
You're
allowed to peel the peeler on Shabbos, and those which are machmir should be blessed. It's a good thing to be machmir, but you're allowed to. Even with a peeler, specific for peeler.
Yeah.
And he says it's machloket in Rav Karel, he says he cannot peel the peeler, and I forgot who else he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says he could peel the peeler.
You didn't ask him about that great that
the peeler is in there. What? Ah, I could ask him.
But what about the fish?
Rav Eitan. מה לגבי, יש היום קופסה כזה, שחותכת לך סלט מהר, כאילו אתה עושה בום אחד וחותך לך...
זה
אסור להשתמש בשביל.
זה בבעיה
שאסור. אוקיי, ישר כוח.
זה גם בעיה של סוכן וגם בעיה של עובדים
דפוסטרה. נכון, you can't do that in Shabbos. אוקיי. טוב, יאללה, אנחנו מתחילים מפה עם הבריטי שלום.
גואו, מה זה, מה זה?
It's like you can't squeeze a lemon into an empty cup. Why not? Because it looks like you're making juice. Mm-hmm. You let it squeeze it into a cup of water.
You've shown.
You squeeze a lemon on Shabbos onto food or onto liquid. Mm-hmm.